Twanging the superstring. Though many people are terrified by higher mathematics, it helps to realize that everything about reality that gets formulated into mathematics also exists as a concept. If you grasp the concept, you often go straight to the heart of what the math is trying to say. Math is really a condensed universal language that allows descriptions of so-called physical processes, or better, descriptions of our interactions with nature. Certainly, no amount of higher math can redeem a false idea. In the debate between models that include a Big Bang and those that don't, the pros and cons are not easy to weigh. If math is the only thing cosmology can still rely upon, why not put the whole burden on it? Perhaps the only secure way to describe the pre-created state is to describe it as a reality where only pure mathematics can guide us. Or, to go a step further, perhaps the pre-created state consists of numbers and nothing else. This sounds like a strange proposition, yet some theories are willing to go there. The leading example is string theory, which later morphed into superstring theory as its ambitions expanded. String theory arose to resolve some critical but arcane quantum issues, and yet has broader implications for the mystery of how elementary particles, like photons, quarks, and electrons, can act like both particles and waves. Many physicists have dubbed this the central problem of quantum mechanics. A particle is like a tennis ball flying over the net. A wave is like the swirling air it leaves in its wake. They don't look at all alike. However, if a tennis ball and swirling air can be reduced to one common trait, this might solve the problem. String theory says that the common trait is vibrations. Imagine a violin string vibrating to produce musical notes. The exact note is determined by where the violinist places a finger on the string. In similar fashion, string theory considers waves to be the vibration of an invisible string, with particles being the specific notes that appear in space-time. The analogy to music is a powerful one, in that subatomic harmonies, vibrations that resonate with each other, are thought to determine how quarks, bosons like photons and gravitons, and other specific particles, relate to one another and build up complex structures. Just as the 12 notes of the Western musical scale turned into countless symphonies and other musical compositions, and there is virtually no end to the possible permutations of those 12 notes, likewise, a few kinds of vibrating strings could be the basis for the proliferation of subatomic particles being discovered in high-speed particle accelerators. Though skeptics like to point out that strings vibrating below the level of observable reality might be figments of the imagination, the appeal of string theory is that it refers back to pure mathematics. An advanced model, known as superstring theory, expanded the complexity of the necessary equations. At first, there were 5 superstring models that appeared to be different. But in the mid-1990s, they were shown to have subtle and complex similarities. What emerged as the pinnacle of mathematical modeling was M theory, where the M can stand, as its chief creator Edward Witten has whimsically said, for magic, mystery, or membrane. Magic and mystery come into the picture because M theory has no foundation in any experiment or observation. It pulls a mathematical rabbit out of the hat by harmonizing previous string-type theories, which themselves were not founded on experiments or observations. The fact that M theory does such a good job, on paper, seems both magical and mysterious. The ultimate trick would be to show that the universe actually works the way it does on paper, and no one has even remotely pulled that one off. The third M, membrane, is a technical term in physics to describe how certain quantum objects extend through space like sheets or vibrating membranes. Here, we teeter on the edge of very complex equations that can be grasped only through higher mathematics, but it's possible to give you a conceptual framework.